now for the Border News Roundup. Friday mornings at this time, we get a chance to check in with Marshall Helmberger, editor and publisher of the Timberjay. It's a newspaper serving northeastern Minnesota. Hi, Marshall. Thanks for being with us.
Well, happy to be here, Heidi.
Well, we've been talking police a lot lately. Let's talk a little bit about some of the options, what Tower City Council is thinking. Now, the reason they have to think about this at all has to do with a change in policing there, right?
Correct. Yep. The former police chief of Brighting Township, and Brighting is the township that kind of surrounds Tower. It also includes Sedan. And they have maintained their own township police force for decades. And for most of that time, the city of Tower has contracted for police services from Brighting Township. But with the resignation of the police chief, township officials are kind of wondering, in fact, it sounds like they're really pretty set on not maintaining the police department in the future. And so that has generated some discussion and thought in both communities on how to proceed. One of the options they had developed, in fact, there was a meeting last week with some Brighting Township officials and also City of Tower officials, and they came up with like five options. And one of them was for the City of Tower to form its own police department, and then the township could contract with them. This week, however, the Tower City Council pretty much, I think, indicated they have very little appetite for that idea. You know, there's obviously the expense involved as well as just the administrative overhead and the liability that would come with having their own police force. So I think that option is largely off the table. And it looks like at this point they are really, I think, coming to the sense that they're going to go with St. Louis County Sheriff's Office. And that would be, you know, either just, you know, using them on a 911 emergency call basis, which is kind of what's in effect right now. Since the police department shut down, they're just relying on the St. Louis County Sheriff. The other option would be to contract with the Sheriff's Office for some certain amount of patrol time. And they're starting to get some quotes on that to see how much that would cost. And if it was an expense that the two communities, you know, were able to share, it would probably save the communities quite a bit of money, depending on the level of local patrolling that they opt for. So at this point, they're planning to have another special meeting soon between the City Council in Tower and the Brighting Township Board. And they're, you know, we'll hopefully be able to make a decision for kind of a long-term solution here, probably hopefully by the end of the month. So anyway, it's definitely been a source of interest, and it has a big impact on the City of Tower's budget. I mean, about a third of their local levy goes to pay for that police contract. So it's an expensive proposition, and if they can save some money here, it certainly would have potentially a positive impact on taxpayers.
All right, let's move on to another story you covered this week. There was an election for Greenwood Township. What's the story there?
Well, of course, this Greenwood, we've talked about them quite a few times. They're located mostly around Lake Vermilion, and it's a township with a lot of property valuation. And also, it seems, a lot of controversy, and they really have developed two kind of distinct factions there, and so a lot of their recent elections have been very hotly contested and quite close. I mean, it seems, suggests that the township's quite evenly divided. In this case, the two incumbents who were on one side of that faction were defeated, and also, the voters rejected a ballot measure, which the current town board had put on the ballot that would allow them to appoint either a clerk or a treasurer or both on their own without having to go to voters. Currently, folks in Greenwood Township vote on their town clerk and their town treasurer. So they would live, and they did not go along with that suggestion by the town board, they opted basically on a 2-to-1 margin to maintain the right to elect their own treasurer and clerk. So that did not move forward. One thing that is moving forward, however, is a complaint that was filed by a couple of candidates in that race. Actually, one of the candidates, who was running for clerk, she actually lost by 2 votes. She has filed a complaint, which actually was filed before the election, because the fire chief and the assistant fire chief for the Greenwood Fire Department, who were in favor of the incumbents, they had allegedly used their official authority to pressure members of the fire department to sign on to an ad that appeared in some local media endorsing the incumbents. And one of the incumbents in this case was actually the wife of the fire chief. So that's not legal. There's actually a law against that in Minnesota. So this has been filed with the Office of Administrative Hearings as an election complaint. And the OAH has since come back with a finding that there is prima facie evidence to believe that a crime here was committed. And so it will go to some kind of a hearing here sometime down the road.
And so
we'll be following that.
Yeah, and the candidates they endorsed did not win?
The candidates that they endorsed for the town board did not win.
Okay.
The candidate actually that they endorsed for treasurer was running unopposed.
Okay.
So it wasn't a surprise that she won. And then the town clerk position, the challenger lost by 2 votes.
Okay. I was going to say now they're in trouble for something that didn't quite work anyway. So
exactly. Yep.
let's move
not
on.
Not a good idea. You generally shouldn't be using your pressure given an official position like that to get people to engage in political activity.
Right. Well, let's move on to another story, a ribbon cutting, and not just any ribbon cutting, but a ribbon cutting of a vending machine. But not just any vending machine. Tell us what's going on.
Well, this is kind of funny. A nonprofit group which is very active in Ely, it's called the Ely Community Resources, and they had put together a initiative to purchase a vending machine that dispenses books, children's books in this case, and they got this vending machine installed in the school. And so they had a ribbon cutting here late last week to kind of kick off this project, and it's really neat because the kids involved this vending machine doesn't make money. It takes golden tokens that students can earn through a special program they have, and they earn points by being respectful, responsible, cooperative, and safe. So all good principles, I think, for kids to learn, and in this way they get a reward for acting that way, and they can then use this vending machine to get a book or two, depending on just how cooperative and safe and responsible they are.
I love that. Let's move on to our final story from you. The second day of the State Nordic Ski Meet is today, and that's at Giants Ridge. What will you be watching for?
Well, we'll be watching. Of course, there's two Ely boys who are competing individually in that contest. And in particular, we're going to be watching Jasper Johnston, who has been just an absolute standout as a Nordic skier. And he has just crushed the field at every competition this year. He's been competing in some of these regional, national, or junior competitions around the region. So he hasn't always made all of these meets, but he's an exceptional skier. And he will be, competing at the state meet today. We have high hopes for him. I mean, he's very likely to finish in the top five, maybe higher. We will see. I mean, he's definitely a skier to watch. And I expect he'll be skiing even beyond high school. So this is going to be a big day for him potentially, and we hope he does extremely well.
That is Marshall Helmberger. This has been the Border News Roundup. You can read and see more and learn how to subscribe to the paper at timberjay.com. Marshall, have a great weekend. We'll check in next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Heidi.